USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this day after Christmas, the routines of about 800,000 federal employees are being impacted by the partial federal government shutdown. Many people on the job will have to wait until after the shutdown ends to get paid again. Speaking to reporters after calling the troops on Christmas Day, President Trump says the shutdown will continue until he gets full funding for the border wall he wants.
We're getting $25 billion. It's already approved. But that's for everything. That's for Homeland Security. That includes, as we say, the bells and whistles. We have a lot of drones, a lot of everything in there. Plus, we have some wall money in there. But we want the wall money to be increased because I want to finish it.
Retailers having their best holiday sales in 6 years, according to early data. A report from MasterCard says Americans spent over $850 billion this season. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection ordering an immediate medical assessment of over 700 children being held in El Paso. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while in U.S. custody. Each child is to get an initial assessment. Any child that's ill or injured will be taken to a hospital for further assessment. There were Christmas messages issued by the White House and the Vatican yesterday, and USA Radio's Wendy King tells us of one more.
There was also one from Queen Elizabeth.
Even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding.
The 92-year-old queen has been delivering Christmas messages since her coronation in 1952. Her grandfather, King George V, gave the first broadcast message by a reigning monarch in 1932. I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The partial government shutdown will go on through the holiday. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security. With a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Over 400 people were killed and scores of others are still missing and presumed dead after a tsunami struck Indonesia on Saturday night. With more, here's John Clements.
A volcanic underwater landslide caused this tsunami, sending a 10-foot-high wave of water over Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra that connects the Java Sea to the Indian Ocean. Rescue work is being hampered by debris on the roadways. Vernon Brewer of World Health says people are being warned to stay away from the coastline.
The fear is the volcano is still active, and so they're fearing that it could erupt again and create more tsunamis.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.